Hey, what up, fam? This is Keith, aka the Prenup Pops, and welcome to my new audio blog where we talk the real talk about prenuptial fatherhood. I started this joint for my G's to hold it down for the blended fam on a day-to-day basis, and just need a moment, man, to get recharged and encouraged so you can continue to make it do what it do for your fam. So do me this favor, man. Subscribe to all my social media so you can stay up and informed on how to take your fatherhood game to that next level, B. Holla. When the word blended is used to describe a family, what does that really mean? Why is it necessary to use these special titles to describe what is obvious? Are all these labels just a convenient way to perpetuate prejudice? Like, come on, let's be for real, man. What are all these labels really about? I was dropping off my girls this morning and saw a poster board of pics with kids and their male protectors, you know, being sarcastic. But the caption on the poster board stated watchdogs at the top, and at the bottom it stated dads, stepdads, granddads, and male mentors. And I was like, really? It made me think, what is wrong with just being someone's dad or someone's mom's? Why is it necessary in today's world to have all these damn labels? Especially given the fact that families today are just transient as well. If we could be honest and let go of our needs for significance, just because you have a biological child and have been appointed dad or mom doesn't grant you anything but a title. If you're no longer significantly active in a child's life, it's quite possible that child is being raised, taught, and cared for by someone else. The person that is functioning in the child's life, like a dad or a mom, has just as much right to the title as the biological parent, as far as I'm concerned. To me, parents who want to protect their little title are more concerned about their own significance than the actual work of parenting. Check this. Parenting is about relationships. You can't effectively parent a child you don't have a true meaningful relationship with. Kindred connections that are developed between the child and parent is paramount to the stability of the child's existence. When you provide substantive parenting, you are investing nutrients to build that child's life. There is no replacement for proximity in parenting. Either you are there active in the child's life or you're not. You can't duplicate teachable moments. You can't recreate time to instill discipline and life principles. There is no surrogate parenting that you can vicariously instill your brand of fatherhood or motherhood. You can't be in two places at one time, my G. That's just what life is. There is no matrix to raise your family in that would give anyone the ability to actively parent across time and distance. The title of dad or moms isn't lost because of the biological parents absent. That's not the issue here, as far as I'm concerned. But it's the gaining of a dad or a mom, and the title being withheld because of society's need to divide through labels. There's nothing wrong with a child having more than one mom or dad. If people could get out of their emotions and accept the fact that they don't literally own their kids, then people could embrace someone else being daddy or mom. The goal is to raise that child in a loving, nurturing environment so that the child can reach their highest potential in life. So what now? If that's truly the real goal and another person is helping your kid reach that goal, why can't that child call that custodial parent mom or dad? What is truly the real problem? When it's the child that's being positively impacted in a healthy, loving environment, the only problem I see is an ego that is bruised by the potential of no longer being valued. As parents, we all know that we have to continually build value with our kids. There are no givens in parenting. You have to intentionally build relationships with your kids. That's our responsibility as parents, man. No one is entitled to anything when it comes to parenting. So the title doesn't denote anything but the functioning space you hold in that child's life. That's it. So if that's really the case, then why are we calling families with loving parenting partners blended? Seriously, who gets into a life situation with a person with kids and don't expect to be a parent on some level? It's ridiculous to think that a man or woman who is living with a partner that have kids and don't function in some capacity as a dad or mom, just because you didn't give seed or birth the child doesn't mean that you're any less of a dad or a mom. It's really not even debatable. It's just that so many people love their traditional ideals that they don't even live by, but want other people to abide and conform you while investing minimal contribution. And society supports this nonsense by acknowledging these silly titles to perpetuate division and prejudice. So it begs the question to me, are we blended or not? I personally say we're simply families in a world that doesn't know how to accept nor deal with change. Holla at it. Hey, thanks for listening to the Prenup Pops audio blog. If you really dig the blog and want to stay up on the latest and greatest in blended parenting, make sure you subscribe to all my social media. Hey, and I would love to hear from you. Shout me out, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Hey, just remember this. Where there's no struggle, there can be no progress. Keep it focused and keep it tight. Holla.